Okay, with me here is Paul. Paul came to me a few weeks ago with a few strange problems. Spasmodic dysphonia, torticollis, blepharospasm. How did your problem get started, Paul?
Well, let me back.
How long ago?
Probably 15 to 18 years or 20 years ago. Along between 45 and 50 years of age, I first started noticing an erratic signal. I'd say coming out of the, I guess, the brain. I would be chewing, let's say, my meal. All of a sudden, through a miscue or a missignal from the brain, some food would fall out of my mouth.
Oh.
As I was walking too, I would notice in a department store, particularly since they tend to have highly polished floors and so on.
Yes.
That I would be walking along, and then sporadically, but maybe every 6 or 8 or 10 strides, all of a sudden, I would the one of the feet would catch on the wax because the it didn't get raised up high enough in a normal gait and so on.
I see.
So in looking back, that was let's say some of the earlier. I suppose you might say, now that I've read a lot about it, symptoms and so on. And I used to jog for several years, about five when I was 45 to 50 years old, and felt good through the endorphins and so on that was created thereby, about 5 miles a day. But my wife had commented that my head, the neck primarily, and I have a small neck, would bob up and down quite a bit, and she'd commented several times. She just didn't think that the jogging was good. I should maybe do something else.
What do you mean, of course, your neck goes up and down?
Well, the weight of the head on my neck compared to, let's say, another perhaps normal jogger or something, it seemed to me that mine was more compressed or it didn't look as normal. But anyway, it got to then I started noticing the twitching of the muscles in my neck in the front. In
try not to touch the cord because you.
In particular, after I'd go for a jog of a few miles, they would obviously be very agitated, and I started going to doctors, an ENT doctor to start with, and he called his companion in, and they looked, and 30 minutes, an hour later, you could still see the muscles twitching in my neck, and ho-hum, guys. Well, we don't know. Yeah, we can see, but we don't know what the problem is. I have this psychiatrist, you know, that I'd like to refer you to, and maybe you need. So I went to the lady psychiatrist for a while.
For what?
And, oh, maybe, well, you know, Dr. Tong, frequently when a doctor can't first diagnose a specific
yeah.
thing, then they start sending you to the dentist for TMJ. If they think, well, okay, you have popping and it hurts when your jaw's open or something, okay. So I went the route, new dentures, whatever. Of course, that didn't really help anything.
Right.
And in the psychiatric treatments, I mean, talking, and of course, they believed in biofeedback a little, so. You know, they would have me hold something or clip something on while I had a session and so on to relax me, I suppose, and try to help the situation. But it never really did anything to solve the problem. And the condition got worse. And then it got to where first I would notice when I had a cold, membranes usually swell in the throat or the nasal area, and I would lose my voice for about 3 or 4 days due maybe probably to the more congested area in the throat and so on. So I could tell the symptoms were progressing a little bit more, and but that was the first indications of losing my voice for a while. Then I
How
went
long
through
was that?
That was when about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And so at that time I also was really stressed in a small machine shop and business I had. We had about 20 workers and quite a few machines, mostly teenagers. And I had to talk at a real high level when I would go back to correct or solve or have a new employee, train them better. And so the voice was getting stressed just from having to yell or talk at a higher level. But what happened even beyond that is we finally sold the company because I felt my health, and I was about 50, was really deteriorating. And we finally made arrangements to sell the business. Thought we could retire at age 50. But within 90 days of selling the business, I found myself in a big loss. Well, first, after about 2 months, then one of the managers I had working for me filed suit against me, wanting more money out of the situation, and he was given some money, but primarily it was the business that I and my wife solely built, had nothing to do with the manager who'd been with me a year or so. And then, about 3 or 4 weeks after that, I got a legal notice from the people back on the East Coast, the bigger company who had bought the business, that they're suing me for misrepresentation of some of the things that were stated and agreed to in the agreements, which at that time I was probably at an all-time low, and I really think that kicked off the stress of that. Really kicked off the spasmodic dysphonia, which simply means
yes.
There's spasms from the brain, the signals going to the vocal cords, and under examination with the scope and so on, they at UCLA Neurology, and I've made several visits and talked to a team of doctors there, as many as 7 would come in the room, ask me questions, watch this, watch that, and talk amongst themselves for a while and so on. But finally, and I've left out or skipped some other steps, but finally the diagnosis pretty much agreed to was spasmodic dysphonia, and they could see the vocal cords spasming and actually slamming, not just coming to, but actually coming to so hard that one was kind of overlapping the other. Mm. Of course, this upsets the breathing, the diaphragm, very tiring, because the only way sounds are made is to push air back through the vocal cords.
Yes.
And out, and just going to work, talking to my wife, whatever, it all became difficult just because of the difficulty in the diaphragm and the lungs pushing the air back out. And but anyway, I was given a diagnosis. And this Botox treatments had been proof of blepharospasm by a few years, and initially by a doctor in San Francisco. But anyway, it was just being talked about again, but very scarce. And an outfit out of Dan, who, believe it or not, is based right here in Irvine, since they've opened a big manufacturing plant in Ireland to produce it. But at that time, 10, 12 years ago, the supply was so limited that it was almost a black market item, that even though finally after 2 years of going to one doctor and then another and another, and really depressed for this reason, you go to the doctor, you think they're going to be able to help you a little bit and so on, not just take your money or shuffle you off to someone else, but to be told, yes, you do have a problem, sorry, we can't do anything about it. Well, that makes the future look pretty glum and pretty depressed and so on. And then finally then, I got word of some Botox, and a lady in San Diego, the first on the coast, an ENT lady who had come to the University of California, San Diego.
The Botox?
And so
Botox
then...
is, just 1 second. Botox is a botulinus toxin, food poisoning. It's very highly toxic.
That's right. It did. I want to say a little about the Botox. Yes, they measure Botox in mouse units. Okay.
So what way did it help you?
You're wanting me to. Okay. The treatment. I want to say though that even though I was re-diagnosed by the speech pathologist in conjunction with the ENT lady at San Diego, they had to do the same diagnosis all over again. Then I was on a waiting list for another couple of months because they couldn't get any. And what they did was they arranged to have about 5 people from around the country fly in or convene. Fortunately, I could drive there.
Yeah.
And arranged to meet, let's say, when they knew they had one vial of Botox, because it generally doesn't take a lot, certainly the vocal cords being the small.
Well, you don't have to go through all details. Did it help you?
The Botox.
Yeah. How did it
the,
help you?
The first injection of Botox, the way the lady in San Diego did it, was simply straight into the, you might say, through the Adam's apple area, right into the generalized area. Yeah. Not necessarily getting the actual muscle itself. And it helped for about 3 or 4 days.
In what way?
The speech became a little better, a little less forced, and so on, because the a certain amount of the Botox, the poison, was getting to the vocal cords, the one on either side. That shot wore off after 1 to 2 weeks because of the technique that the lady used, and it was just placed in the general area. Of course, being so potent, too, that they have to be extremely careful to try to put it in a muscle.
Okay, so how often do you get the Botox?
Well, I got word then that another neurologist had come to Orange County about 2 months or 1 month after. I never went back for a second injection. I wanted to be as close at home as possible because the reading and the studying I'd done, I knew it was something that would not be a permanent fix or cure, but you would have an injection.
So how often do you get it?
And then it was roughly on a 3 or 4 month cycle, depending on each individual, varies a little, and how good they do it. I will say the doctor that's done it then for about 10 years does it in conjunction with an otolaryngologist.
Yeah.
They actually put one mouse unit, into each vocal cord directly under.
I want to cut it down so that we get to the essence, okay?
Now then, the better placement has worked better, but it's still in 3 to 4 months wears off, and then you have to be re-injected.
Mm-hmm. So you've been getting these about 10 years now?
For about 10 years, okay. I've been getting these shots.
And you're also getting a lot of medications for high
blood
pressure? What else? Tell me some of those.
Well, I'm taking two medicines for hypertension, and the doctors, the two or three that I've seen in the last 10 years, have changed those from time to time. Seemingly, they naturally want to use the new thing on the market because it supports the pharmaceutical people and so on. And of course, Artane was explained to me, and it does help a little. The Artane was given as an anticholinergic. I was checked for Parkinson's disease and the myasthenia gravis, all kinds of things at UCLA. And although they said I had no Parkinson's and so on at that time, the symptoms mimicked or were somewhat the same, and so this medicine would help the acetylcholine and so on.
Okay, Paul, I want to say that they don't help, because the time you came to me about 3 weeks ago, you were a mess. Can you describe to us how you feel the first time before you get a shot from me? You were twisting your face, you're twitching, your neck was twitching. You can hardly talk like this. You have a lot of less, you don't have enough voice to really phonate out.
That's right. About 3 or 4 years ago, of course, the medicine had pretty much, it had been about 4 months, 3 to 4 months. And as a tendency, it always, obviously, in time dissipates. I don't know. My sister suggested in Tennessee that I look and search for somebody that's holistic or go with something that's a little different than just prescription drugs all the time. So in looking in the Times newspaper a few weeks back, I happened to see Dr. Tong mentioned. I guess I was impressed immediately, because about 10 years ago I had tried just some acupuncture in the back of my face and so for a while, which really didn't help that much at all. But I was impressed because I felt I was dealing or would be with a medical trained doctor as well as experience with acupuncture and so on.
How did you feel after the first treatment?
I felt quite a bit better. I think almost immediately with the injections and so on. My neck was a little bit looser. The allergies, hay fever, rhinitis, was better. I was sniffing all the time, constantly, and because either one side or the other of the nasal passageways would be pretty much blocked. And I tried mechanical devices, the tape over the nose that you see athletes wear at times to physically spread the nostrils, and other mail order items that I had tried also. I have not used a mechanical device of any kind, tape or anything, to open the nostrils for freer breathing.
So how about the twitching and
the twitching of the face is much better. The torticollis I have in my neck, it tends to pull to one side a little bit, and that also has existed for several years. Fortunately, it was not really bad and painful, but I have seen people much worse in the support groups. There are people with their head literally completely lying on their shoulder, either
their
left.
That's better, right?
Mine is along with the herbs, the treatments, and I feel good that I've been tested by Dr. Pong in some meaningful ways that, other than blood and urine and the usual gamut of tests that medical doctors put you through, and I've always been obsessive compulsive, more or less depressed off and on my life, so having the stress of these abnormal situations coming along later in life works tremendously to make you even more depressed. So it's a kind of a self-defeating.
I want to ask you this question. Besides the physical improvement, the less twitching, the opening of sinus, you don't need to use your nose spread and so forth. How's emotionally? Do you feel emotionally better?
I do.
Depression and
indeed,
so forth.
The depression. And again, I was able to work all of my life, but that doesn't mean that a person can function and still not function 100%.
Yes.
Could be a little depressed off and on. I've always tend to be a health worrier, whether it's along with the depression. And also, I'm obsessive compulsive, which that has, I'm calmer. I feel like the other morning I woke up. And I said, I almost feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
Better than I have felt in, I can't remember when, 15 years.
You'll continue to get
better. And I really do feel better.
Yeah. Well, you have, what, 5 treatments so far?
That's correct. I would say 5, over about a 3-week period.
Yes.
And intend to continue for a while.
Well.
And it's my goal to get off of all prescription medicine.
I just want to reiterate one thing. I have an argument with you about getting a last injection of Botox. Everything was improved last time, except your voice was much worse right after the Botox treatment. And then right after our treatment, it became better. And today, it was much better. Today, you know, you're phonating your air coming out.
That's true. It's much more relaxed, and
not like that in the beginning.
And it will. That is correct, Dr. Tom. It really is amazing.
Yes.
We've doing this such a short time. I think neither one of us. We anticipate more treatments, both of us, and I certainly look forward to a brighter and getting even better.
Right.
And it's my hope to not take another Botox injection for 4 months down the road, and also eventually. Not immediately, to back off of the hypertension, the two drugs
right.
there, and also the Artane, which is an anticholinergic, and that I have taken about 10 years.
Yes.
And obviously, every one of these medicines do some good, but have side effects that are not good.
They don't do any good. All they're masking is a symptom.
I recognize that they mask
so
the symptom.
They're not doing any good. In fact, that misled you into misleads you into feeling that your problem being cured. That's actually dangerous. So that's not doing any good. You're putting more toxin in your body and delaying your recovery. But but our goal is to get rid of it for you.
That's right.
Yeah. I tell you what. Thanks very much for the interview. We'll do another one in about a month or two. You know, you keep up with once a week. Your twitching will be even a lot less, and hopefully we can decrease some of medication. Actually, you should be able to, I tell you, drop all your medication, but you won't listen to me. That's a big problem.
Well, I'm worried.
You won't have anything wrong with you.
I'm worried very much about that. So I want to believe, but it's like they say of people from Missouri, and I'm not. But it's the show me state. You got to prove it to me. They don't just take verbiage.
Well,
they don't just take verbiage. And
it's simple. You drop it. It doesn't work. You can always take it. Okay. You should listen to some of the stories on our interviews and see how people are taking medication for years and got better. Just dropping it and don't have any side effects. Anyway, thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Tong.